Hi guys, my name is Stacey Hafner. I'm a program manager on the .NET team. In particular, I work on the .NET framework, WinForms, ClickOnce, .NET Native, and game development.
And I'm Mary McGaugh. I'm an engineering lead on the .NET framework. In particular, I also work on ClickOnce, WinForms, and then I also work on setup and a couple of other things on .NET.
Great, so today we're here to talk to you about WinForms and some of the changes that we have coming down the pipe for .NET Framework 4.7. In particular, we're gonna take a look at the high DPI improvements that we've been making. So Mary has a demo that we're gonna walk through here shortly, but before we do, we just wanna talk about some of the areas. So in particular, we've targeted simple control fixes. So I'm not gonna touch too much on that because I think Mary's gonna show that pretty in depth. We've also gone through and reworked how you opt into high DPI. So previously you would do that in the app manifest, but the problem with that was it broke ClickOnce. So you basically had to pick, did you want high DPI or did you want to deploy with ClickOnce? Now you don't have to pick anymore, you can do both. The other thing that we've done is we've added in helper methods to do dynamic DPI scaling. So what that means is for scenarios that have multi-monitor situations, so maybe you have one monitor where you have your scaling and your DPI set to something else, and you take a WinForms application that's been open and you drag that open or over to another monitor, previously it wouldn't get any sort of events that say, things have changed if the DPI on the second monitor was different. Now, we've exposed events that allow you to handle logic within your WinForms application to kind of redraw controls if you're doing custom control drawing and all sorts of stuff.
We've also done a lot of work that allows the application to automatically get notified that these events have happened, and we'll do some automatic redrawing of those simple controls. So if you're just changing the scaling on your application because or on your laptop because it's too small and then everything looks like a postage stamp, the WinForms app will be notified and you'll be able to change it. Or simply because you are projecting to an audience, you'll be able to change that.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we show them?
So, excuse me, right around the, .NET 4.0 timeframe, we were able to make some initial improvements, initial investments into high DPI, but those were mostly centered around Visual Studio. And it worked for Visual Studio, but unfortunately, it didn't work so much for application developers that wanted to use high DPI displays. It wasn't too much of a problem, except for that whole you have to use ClickOnce or you have to use high DPI problem. But now people are starting to see the wonderful Surface Book laptops out there or high DPI monitors on their desktops, mm-hmm. and they're starting to want to use high DPI displays. So what we're starting to run into is applications where we've got some problems in the way things are being displayed. We're seeing things like controls that have layout problems where this text box was originally designed in a 100% scaling where nothing was supposed to be over it. And it was supposed to be just the size of the contents. So people are designing forms and things were not working out the way they originally designed it.
Right.
That causes major problems if you want your app to look kind of professional.
Yeah, tends to be problematic when you have one control overlaying another control.
Yeah, kind of a problem.
And the thing to kind of note is as the higher the scaling factor, the worse these problems surface.
Yeah, this is a good example of it doesn't look too bad at 150%, but it looks bad at 200%, and it looks even worse at 300%. These little check boxes, they're supposed to have nice padding between them. They have none. And at 300%, they're almost squished on top of each other on a 300% scaling monitor. Really almost embarrassing to me to show is this one, is where the calendar control kind of flips out on us and shows multiple months where it's supposed to be showing just one month and there's not supposed to be overwriting anywhere. Yeah. So my team and I decided to take a look at some of these really commonly used controls like text boxes, checked list boxes, calendar controls, and say, no matter how we're getting the high DPI being turned on, we want to fix these controls. These are really important controls to fix. We also added the events like you were talking about, and we added the support for multi-monitor. But today, these are the ones I want to show you how we turn on HiDPI and how the users can take advantage of these fixes. Yeah.
So one of the things that we've added as part of the simple control improvement areas is being able to toggle on a per controller, what I refer to as a per scenario basis. So for example, the calendar is a great one that maybe you do some custom drawing, so you don't want to take the HiDPI fixes for that. You can opt out of just the calendar control fixes, but still keep the list box or the other layout kind of scenario stuff. So you can kind of fine tune it to fit your application. And the main reason behind that is we know a lot of people are doing custom drawing and a lot of custom things. So we wanted to implement this in a way where we weren't becoming a burden or we weren't breaking people's applications, but we're really helping the scenario along.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted is for somebody to have worked really hard to work around this problem that I'm demonstrating right here, and then our fix to break it. So we're allowing you to opt out of pretty much all of the fixes.
Yep.
Let me show you what we need to do to opt in the first place, and then opt out individually of these controls, or of these fixes, I should say. So the first thing we need to do to turn this on is we go into the app manifest, and we find the section for Windows 10 support, and we just turn that on. Because a lot of the improvements that we're taking advantage of, the individual controls, the individual common controls fixes, those are all things that came with the creator's update of Windows 10.
Yep.
And all of the improvements in multi-monitor support, or what we're calling dynamic DPI support, that all comes from Windows 10 and the creator's update.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to turn on this Windows 10 support.
And the other, sorry to interrupt you, but the other thing to note is if you're doing any sort of logic in your application where you need to kind of have I'm not going to say forked code in the sense of you literally have forked code, but you have kind of light up code where you need a certain behavior to happen on Windows 10, say taking these fixes, but you want it to default to your old behavior for your application running on, say, Windows 7, you can do that. And we'll actually have some guidance that we'll post online in a blog post. But one of the things that you absolutely have to have is a reference to the supported OS in order to properly detect which version your application is running on. So this line is super key for not only taking advantage of those, but being able to properly detect what OS the application is running on.
Yep. You might notice that the DPI aware section in the app manifest is still commented out. We're not using that because as the manager for ClickOnce, I could not live with having to pick between ClickOnce and WinForms. That just isn't going
to
happen.
To explain a little bit more, the old behavior is the part that Mary is referencing, and so that's commented out because, again, ClickOnce is broken if you default over to
this
older behavior.
So I'm going over to app config now, and in order to turn it off or to turn on the improvements that we're talking about, we make sure that, well, let me go into the properties real quick. The very first thing we have to do is make sure that we are targeting, oops, I don't know how that changed.
It's good for example. It was all intentional.
Actually, I think I'm on the wrong solution. I needed to go to this solution's property page.
Well,
there we go.
We've just shown you how to properly change your framework target version up
exactly.
to 4.7.
Yeah, I was trying the before app. But you just change your target framework to 4.7. So we've got that changed. And then we go into the app config for the application. So as you notice, we've got the target runtime of .NET Framework 4.7. That's obviously critical, the latest runtime that we have added these features into. And we've got the new System Windows Forms application configuration section. This is a special section just for WinForms. We'll look more about what's available in there here in just a second. But to turn all of the features on that we want to show you, all we have to do is the per monitor V2 value to the DPI awareness key. So you might have a question about that per monitor V2 key there,
yeah.
Stacey.
So I actually happen to know the answer to this, but I've had people ask me, why did we pick that key value?
The answer is Windows.
So what we do is we pipe the value that's in this DPI awareness key right back into Windows, and that's the value they chose in order to access the cool new features that are in the Creators Update for Windows 10. And that's where we're getting the per monitor or the multi-monitor display capabilities that we're adding in.
Which is also what you hear me refer to as a dynamic DPI.
Exactly.
And I think that's actually what Windows also refers to it as.
Yep. So let me run the application so that you can see what it looks like when we have everything turned back on or all the features enabled. If you take a look at the approved layout support button here, you'll notice that we have all of the countries here, but we have no additional white space. That's how we designed it in the first place, and we have no text laying over it. That's exactly what we wanted. It's a little bit better than what we had before.
A little bit easier to read.
With the menu strip and checkbox list, this one, much better. This is, for some reason, this one's important to me about having a little bit of space there in the checkbox list. For some reason, my eyes get a little bit grumpy at the end of the day if we don't have a little space to rest between controls.
You know, I agree with that. It's not my favorite fix.
I know.
I agree. This one's on my list.
I'll let you see your favorite fix now because I know this is your favorite.
Yes, this one drove me the most crazy.
The calendar control had gone bonkers. Now we've got it back to where it's supposed to be, where it's a single control, where it's got the padding that we designed it originally, and it's not overriding any of the other controls that happen to be on the form.
It's looking nice and clean.
And this one is one that I really liked, because if you're at the wrong resolution, scaling level, you can't even see this button because of how it's anchored.
Yep.
It goes right off the screen. Now you can see it. But if you recall, we talked a little while ago about if you had worked really hard and worked around all the fixes, or worked around all of the bugs earlier, and you didn't want our fixes to make a problem in there.
Yep. So you wanted to kind of pick and choose which scenarios or controls took fixes.
Exactly. I'm actually going back to the original demo, the original app. Because if we go back in here and I open it up with Notepad, you can see I actually had, it's actually the same app. It's actually the same app with everything turned on, and I had disabled every one of the fixes. What we have is add key and then the name of the fix and with the keyword disable in there and value equals true.
Yeah.
I can turn them on and off this way, but they're optional. The fixes are turned on by default, and you have to disable them yourself manually.
Yeah, so just to clarify, the fixes are turned on by default if you've opted into the high DPI support.
Correct.
The other thing to note, so you have a key on there. It looks like you actually have keys on two lines, which is what was kind of throwing me off a hair. But you have, oh, yes,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, I see.
Thank
it.
You.
There you
I'm trying
go.
To talk to it. I'm like, I don't know how to point to it. So
that
reason,
better for you?
Yes, thank you. I'm particular. So the reason I keep referring to the fact that you can kind of disable the improvements on both the control level and the scenario level is because we have two improvements that are more scenario-based. The first is the disable single pass scaling off of DPI forms. That's the one that you kind of put onto the next line. And mm-hmm. so basically what that one's doing is before WinForms would do multiple passes as it would try to perform its layout, which then caused bugs. Now it does a single pass layout, which has a set of kind of general fixes mm-hmm. That it does. So this is a more of a scenario-based that kind of, I guess, global.
Prevents us from trying to do our work two or three times and reduces the number of doing where the box gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger for no reason.
Yes. Yes. And then so you can kind of see the beginning of each of these. You have the tool strip, the checked list box, the month calendar, anchored layout, and data grid. I think one that's actually missing off of your list is you can shut off those dynamic DPI events from getting called. So that's one more scenario.
That we just hadn't enabled dynamic DPI for this particular box.
Right.
So I haven't gotten to there yet.
But that'll be documented in the blog post. So
exactly.
You'll be able to read about there. So anyway, sorry. Totally hijacked your demo from you a little bit there.
I'm used to that with you, Stacey. So this is just a brief glimpse into some of the fixes that we've done, and this is really just the beginning. We know that high DPI is something that is extremely application by application specific, and we know that we've got more fixes that are coming as the resolutions of laptops and desktops get higher and higher. We're going to find more and more fixes that we need to make.
Yep. So with this, a couple things to note. We've targeted 300% scaling, so up to 300%. You have to be on .NET Framework 4.7, if you couldn't tell by the
target framework
part of the demo. And then you must, or the application must be running on Creators Update. And that is, again, because the fixes that we've put inside of WinForms take advantage of a lot of the changes that Windows has put inside of Windows 10 as part of the Creators Update. So I think that
covers this first demo. I would like to come back and do a couple more about the dynamic scaling, because that's some pretty exciting new abilities for WinForms that we've never had before.
Yeah, that is quite exciting.
So stay tuned.
And then the other thing is, we of course want to hear from you. So as we're starting to do this, as we said kind of at the beginning, we're trying to be very, very careful to not break existing apps and to kind of do this in a way that's more complementary. So as you guys start to take advantage of these improvements, please reach out, send us feedback, let us know what's working, what's not working. Mm-hmm. All of it, so that we can kind of continue each release to make improvements.
Yep. Oh. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.